Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was buried early Tuesday during a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried next to her husband, Army veteran Martin Ginsburg, who died in 2010. She died September 18th at age 87 of pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee to take Justice Ginsburg's place, Amy Coney Barrett. She met with several Republican senators on Tuesday ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing in October. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. National polls show most Americans also would like the winner of the presidential election to pick that successor. Democrats have also voiced concerns that Barrett could cast a deciding vote in a Supreme Court case on November 10th, in which Trump and Republican allies are asking the court to strike down Obamacare. That's a nationwide health care law known formally as the Affordable Care Act. The 48-year-old Barrett is a devout Catholic who's very popular among conservative evangelical Christians. Abortion rights groups are concerned that Barrett's confirmation could threaten the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion in the United States. The informal meetings this week are part of a traditional process leading to confirmation hearings set to begin on October 12th. A Barrett confirmation would give the court a clear 6-3 conservative majority. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Armenia said Tuesday that a Turkish fighter jet had shot down one of its warplanes during heavy fighting with Turkey's ally Azerbaijan, but Ankara fiercely denied the claim. Direct Turkish military action against Armenia would mark a major escalation after 3 days of heavy fighting between the Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The two sides have defied calls for a ceasefire over Karabakh, which is an ethnic Armenian enclave that broke from Azerbaijan in the 1990s. Both are claiming to have inflicted heavy losses on the opposing forces. Ankara has backed Azerbaijan in the conflict, and on Tuesday, the Armenian Defense Ministry said a Turkish F-16 flying in support of Baku's forces had downed an Armenian Su-25 warplane. A ministry spokeswoman said Turkish jet was supporting Azerbaijani aviation when it shot down the Armenian plane, which killed the pilot. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's top press aide called the claim absolutely untrue and a cheap propaganda trick. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev had said there is not a shred of evidence of Turkey's participation in the conflict. He said Ankara is only giving moral support. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday it would investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse against Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. A year-long investigation by Reuters and the New Humanitarian included interviews with 51 women who recounted several instances of abuse during the 2018 to 2020 Ebola crisis, mainly by men who self-identified as working for the WHO. The investigation also identified abuses by members of the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam, and the U.S. Migration Agency, IOM. Several agencies deployed thousands of aid workers into the eastern Congo in 2018 when Ebola erupted in that area. Women alleging instances of abuse said there was little hope for justice. Many say they could not come forward out of fear of retribution by employers or being stigmatized by family or community. Human rights groups in Cameroon have condemned the de facto house arrest of opposition leader Maurice Kamto, who has spent a week at his residence surrounded by riot police. Authorities say Kamto's Cameroon Renaissance Movement Party is being investigated for attempts to destabilize the country after last week's anti-government protests. And Pakistan introduced Tuesday a new visa policy for Afghanistan to facilitate business and people-to-people contacts between the two countries. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington.